Good morning. It is good to see everybody this morning. I know several guests are here, and we want to just say welcome to you once again. So many of you are here to see mothers, grandmothers, and what a wonderful day for us to just stop and to celebrate the wonderful and beautiful women in our life. So thank you, moms. Thank you, ladies, for being such an encouragement and a blessing to all of us. And we just are excited to be here and to worship our God together and remember our mothers. But before I start this morning with the lesson, I want to make a couple of announcements. Camp is coming up, and I know that a lot of young people have not registered for it, so I'm going to take a public appeal to them and parents and say, I need this done by tomorrow. If not, we have to pay late fees. So please, parents, encourage. Put your child in front of a computer. All you have to do is type in QMCC, and it'll pop up. And you can register them online, and it's done. That's easy, right? You can do that today. Take care of that today. Thank you. Camp. That's what I just said, right? Camp. Thank you. The second thing is we're going to be talking about honoring our mothers and what we're doing, and especially today. But honor is a really interesting thing. When we stop to honor someone, acknowledge someone and something that they've done, I wanted to share with you one other thing this morning. Before we honor our mothers, I want to honor someone else, or at least acknowledge someone who was honored this past week. We were at the graduation, New Lima High School graduation, and I don't know if you know it or not, but Gil Turpin, who sits right over here, was honored by being inducted into the Hall of Fame in New Lima this past week. What a tribute to the life that he's lived and the things that he's done, and I think it would be very appropriate if you have an opportunity this morning to just shake his hand and say, you know, we're proud of you, to know you and to all the things that you've done, the life that you've given to do that. So, anyway, thank you, Gil. Now, this morning, our mothers. How do we honor our mothers? When we start talking about the ladies in our life, most significant people in our lives, oftentimes we think about our mothers. Mothers are truly a blessing from God. Our mothers were given to us, ladies were given to us by God, and He has a design for them. Now, I don't know if you think about it, ladies, that God designed you very specially to be a certain thing in this world. And I want to share with you a couple of things. First off, God's intention for women started not as mothers, but as wives. And in Genesis chapter 2, God talks about that plan. And He talked about the wives and how men and women, He created them to be husband and wife. He created them together to bring about all the children and generations to come throughout the history of mankind. God created women to be wives. What better gift does a wife, does a mother, does a lady have to give to her children than a good example of what a wife is to be? God created ladies to be wives. Now, God also created ladies, physically speaking, to be mothers. Only women can carry children. Only women can have a child. Only women can nurse their children. Now, I know you probably laugh. I've heard it many times. If men were required to do those things, we probably wouldn't have very many children, would we? Now, we may laugh about that, but I guess maybe sometimes there's a little truth to that. Sometimes ladies are a little tougher than the men are, a little more patient. And I wonder why. Well, maybe it's because God created you specially to be mothers. What a wonderful blessing. And you think about emotionally how God created women to emotionally be that what children absolutely need. There's a connection between a mother and a child that no one else in this world will ever have with that person. From the very moment that the child is born and begins by taking his or her first breath, they know their mother's voice. All a mother has to do is speak one word, and that child immediately knows that's their mother. There is a connection. Why doctors say that they advise or they recommend mothers to nurse, because there is such a powerful connection in that time that that mother and that child will have. An emotional connection that that child will never have with anyone else. And so many other blessings come from that. God truly has blessed this world with women. And if you look at the end of Genesis, I love this passage in Genesis. In the beginning, God is creating the world, and you go down through all of the days of creation, and God looks and He sees the things He's created, and He says, it's good. It's good day 2. It's good day 3. It's good day 4. It's good day 5. And day 6 He gets there, and He says that He created man in His image. He created mankind. Male and female, He created them. But look at verse 31 of what He says. And God saw all that He had made, and behold, it was very good. And so when He looks at those who He created, especially the mothers, these women, these beautiful people that God created, and He said, it is very good. Way beyond any of the other things that He created in this world, mountains and lakes and oceans and all of those things, He looked and He said, these were created in My image. We honor God today by honoring His creation, and we honor His creation by acknowledging and encouraging that creation to be everything God intended for it to be. We encourage today to honor our mothers and our ladies to be all that God has created you to be. Mothers, past and present. When you think about your mother, and you think about your relationship, and you think about the memories that you have, and some of you here today, your mother is no longer living physically, and we understand that. But when you think about a relationship, what marks those relationships? What memories do you have? I was reading, I Googled this this past week. I wanted to see some quotes that people had, some about their mothers. And there was a site and it said, the best advice that I was ever given by my mother. And so I just wrote a few of those things down. I want to share just a few of them with you. Mothers pass on good advice. Any of your moms passed on good advice to you? Sometimes it may not seem like all that great advice because it's something I don't want to do. But later, the older we get, we look back and think, boy, my mom was so smart. I've thought that most of my life. My mom is a pretty smart lady. And the older I get, the more intelligent and the smarter she is. So here's a few things that were said. My mom said, don't sit down and cry about things when you have so far to go and so many moments left in this world to be thankful for. Hear that? Don't stop and worry about spilled milk. Maybe that's how you heard it. Maybe there's a lot of other ways, but don't sit down and cry about those things that's right here and now when you have so far left in your life to go. My mom said, don't let the gas in your car get below a quarter tank. That's good advice. The person added, though, I still haven't learned. And sometimes it's pretty scary. Another one said, my mom would often send me napkins and pieces of paper where she had written, she thought she could, so she did. Another one said, my mom said, only fools and dead people don't change their minds. My mother told me this right before I walked down the aisle at the wedding. Now, I don't know what she was saying. But I know that sometimes it said that it's easier to change your mind and correct things right now than to wait until it becomes a huge issue in the future. Look at your life now and change it now. Don't wait until you're forced to do something. Don't wait until out there. Do it now. Another one. Throughout your life, keep generosity in your hands, kindness in your eyes, compassion in your arms, forgiveness in your heart, patience in your breath, and acceptance on your lips. Now that's a lot. Man, if we could learn that, what a great lesson we would learn. But mothers are all ultimately are to pass on their faith. This is what mothers do the best, is pass on their faith. How many of you have had deep conversations about your faith, about God, with your mother? I know as a child, my mother always, I guess probably the first place I ever went was to Bible class or to worship as a newborn. And every Wednesday, every Sunday, every time we had an opportunity, we were there. And every morning I would get up, if I was up early enough to see my mom, she was reading from her Bible. Or at nighttime, if it was quiet, she was reading from her Bible. She knew what was important, or she had given you her life, and her faith was important. And I think about Paul as he's talking to Timothy in 2 Timothy. And he says in verse 3, I thank my God. And he's talking to Timothy and he says, I thank God for our relationship that I have with you. I thank God for all the time that we've spent together. I thank God for all those conversations that we've had in our life. And he goes on and talking about those things, but then he says, because of your faith, and he talks about his faith and he says, I'm sure what he's trying to get across to Timothy, you've been an encouragement to me. Your faith has been an encouragement to me. Now you might think, well, Paul is the great apostle. He is the one that passed on everything to Timothy. But it has to go both ways. So Paul is stepping back and he's looking at a young man who meant so much in his life because he encouraged him. But the cool thing about that passage is this. He says, Timothy, I'm thankful for your faith. Do you remember where your faith came from? Your faith first came from your grandmother and secondly from your mother. Where would you be, Timothy, if it weren't for those women in your life who encouraged you to be the man of God that you've become? Mothers have an unbelievably powerful opportunity to change their children's life. To instill upon them and in their lives from a very early age what God really means and what faith in God really is. We're going to pass on our faith, whatever kind of faith it is. Mothers will pass on their faith, whether it's a powerful, whether it's a strong and life-changing faith, or one that's unimportant and insignificant. We'll pass it on. Our children will learn from us. As mothers, we choose, you choose to pass on that faith in a powerful way. We'll make changes. Well, how do mothers pass on that faith? Think about it. How did your mother pass on her faith to you? How are you passing on your faith to your children or your grandchildren? One, mothers pass on their faith by their being strong and intentional with their advice. Once again, what is it that your mother has said? What is you as a mother? What have you told your children? Do you remember some of the things that I've spoken to some of you and talked to you and just in conversation and listened to some of the things that you've said to your children? When a mother is talking to their child about dating, they have a daughter and they say, you're about to start dating. I know that you're looking and you're seeing boys and boys are becoming interested in you. And what do moms tell their daughters about dating? Have fun. Here's the keys of the car. Go do what you want to do, right? No? Why wouldn't we do that? Aren't they old enough? Aren't they mature enough? Can't they handle that on their own? No. No. They can't. So what do moms say? Moms tell them oftentimes, here are some of the things I can think about that moms have said. Watch how this young man treats his mother and you'll see what kind of husband he'll be. If he treats his mother with disrespect, dishonor, and doesn't talk to her with those kinds of things, then you know how he's going to ultimately treat you. Isn't that biblical? What's the Ten Commandments? And we go back into Exodus and read that. What does it say? Honor your father and your mother. Young ladies, I'm going to tell you right now, if you're seeing some boy or you're thinking about that boy and that boy disrespects his mother, you don't need to be anywhere near him. You don't need to have anything to do with him. Those are the things we pass on. That's the things that mothers do. And Paul talking to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 5, and he's talking about educating and correcting or disciplining the congregation, the church where he is. And he says, but here's what I want you to do. When you're talking to them, when you're talking to the ladies, you treat the older ladies like what? Like your mother. And the younger ladies like your sister. This is your family. And you talk to them. It doesn't matter what's going on. It doesn't matter what you say or what you need to say to them. You still talk to them with respect and you teach them in honor. You do those things. You treat them like your family. It's important that we pass on those things. It's important for us to understand how women are to be treated. I remember this one a lot. That boy pulls up and he beeps his horn. Be sure to run out there quick and jump in the car with him, right? No, as a dad, what do? You just go over and put the deadbolt. Sorry. He's done. He's off the list. He ain't coming back again. Why? I've heard it said, you know, this is the best you'll ever be treated. The way on a dating, when the first time he comes to pick you up, to go out on a date, that's the best you'll ever be treated. Now, that's not 100% accurate, but there's some truth to it. Because when you start dating, you think about, boy, I want to put on a show for them, and I want to be someone that I'm really not, but I'm going to clean up, and I'm going to put a nice jacket and all on, and I ain't ever worn a jacket. I don't like ties, I ain't going to do it that way, but I'll do it this time. And so the reality is, you're going to be treated the way you expect to be treated. It's important that we teach our children how they should be treated. Now, a passage Jack read for us in Proverbs chapter 31. If you have your Bible, look at it with me for just a minute. I love this passage, and a lot of times we look at it and we go, here's the mark of a lady. It's a good godly woman, and we look at this and think, here's some man writing this thing, and he said, but the reality is, this is a woman writing this to her son and saying, here's what you need to be watching for. And he starts this passage out by talking to her son. This mother is talking to her son, and she says, all right, now first off, let me tell you something. You need to stay away from all those things in this life that are going to cloud your judgment. And the first thing she talks about is alcohol. Stay away from it. Don't drink. You don't need to do that stuff. Just stay completely away from it. You don't need anything to do with that, because all it's going to do is destroy your life. All it's going to do is destroy your ability to think soberly. And when you do that, then you start looking at things not the way they really are. And so she says, don't do those things. Stay away from strong drink, verse 4. It's not for kings. It's not for kings to drink wine or for rulers to desire strong drink, because you can't do what you're supposed to do. You can't rule well if you have a clouded judgment about you. So don't do it. So stay away from all of those things. Stay away from that stuff. But look in verse 10. An excellent wife, who can find? For her worth is far more than what? Jewels. Now wait a minute. What about all this riches? And here is a mom telling her son, listen to what he's telling her. I know that you're a king. I know that you're in a lofty position. I know that you're wealthy and people are going to give you all these things and you're going to have all this, but you can forget all of that and throw it all away. Because that stuff doesn't matter. Not one ounce does it matter. That stuff fails miserably in comparison to finding what? A good wife. A good wife. An excellent wife is hard to find. Do you believe that? It's hard to find. Ladies, why is it so hard to find? Because so many times you don't understand who God created you to be. You don't understand that God created you to be a what kind of wife? An excellent wife. And so, if we're not struggling to be what God created us to be, it's hard when you're looking into a pool of people and no one wants to be what God created them to be. It's hard for a young man to find one of those. So the mom is saying, you be careful who you're dating. You be careful of who you end up marrying. And you better understand that she's going to do a lot of things in your life. She's going to have a lot of power in your life. She's going to lead you in a lot of ways in your life. So you better choose well who you marry. Choose well. And man, the things that he says about this woman and that her husband, the heart, verse 11, of her husband trusts in her. And he will have no lack of gain. For she does him good and not evil all the days of her life. There's that relationship that God put them together to be husband and wife, for them to become one flesh, for them to be united in ways that no other relationship can possibly be. He says, here's how it's going to be. Now, that's husband and wife. But ultimately, he goes through here and he talks about the blessing of this wife and her being a mother. What does her household lack? Nothing. Nothing. Because she is, her hands are not idle. She is strong and she is resolute in who she is. She's kind and she's compassionate, but she's not foolish. She's going to be the mother, not only the wife, but the mother that she needs to be to raise the children in that house in such a way that, as he ends, that's going to honor God. A woman who fears the Lord, she shall be praised. And if that's the woman, if that's the mother that he's married to, the wife he has, the mother that he has, then his house will be blessed. Their marriage will be blessed. Those children will be blessed. Today we stop and honor those mothers who have accepted the role that God has created them in, that has ordained them. Mothers have given their lives to helping their families become what God created us to be. That's who we honor today. We honor our mothers, the ladies in our life, because God created you magnificently. That's who you are. And I'm going to stop for just a second, and I'm going to share some. I know there's a lot of young ladies here this morning. And some of you have maybe never even been on a date yet. And I don't know what your parents have talked to you about and who they encourage you to be, but one day you're going to find someone that you're going to marry. Someday you're probably going to have children and you're going to become a mother. What kind of wife are you going to choose to be? You're going to choose that now. You're not going to wait until you're there. You're going to be choosing those things right now. You've been given advice from your mother, from others in your life, maybe from numerous people. What will you do with it? Choose well. Choose well. Remember one mother's advice, and I said it a while ago. It's easier to say no from the beginning than to try to get out of a horrible mess later in your life. Plan it now. Don't wait until you're in the middle of something. Choose well. You are going to marry and you are going to give your future children a father from one of the boys that you date. So every time you think about a young man that you're willing to go out with or who's asking you out on a date, you better start thinking right now, is this the man that I want for my husband? Is this the man I want to be the father of my children someday? Is this the man I want to spend the rest of my life with? It's a pretty weighty matter, isn't it? So if you aren't to that point where you can even start contemplating that, maybe you're not ready to date. That's for free. And understand this, though. The type of wife you choose to be is going to begin with the type of man that you marry. What kind of mother will you become? And I promise you, being a mother is not easy, is it, ladies? Is being a mom easy? If it was, a man could do it. Right? And lightheartedness, but I'm telling you, it's not easy being a mother. And my mom raised six of us. And I tell you, there was fighting and there was blood on walls. The walls that were left, there was blood on. We tore up more stuff than you can possibly imagine. Well, maybe not. Maybe some of you are just as rough as we were. I don't know. But I can't tell you how many times we're in emergency rooms because of dumb things that we did. And my mom shaking her head the whole time, but right there holding our hand. Whether it was me having to have teeth dug out of the roof of my mouth from the handlebars of a motorcycle, or my brother doing a flip over the chain link fence and catching his arm, and he's on the other side, he can't get up because the barbs are all the way up in his arm, and you have to pull it out and cut them out and all those fun things. Mom is right there with us through everything that went on. It's not easy being a mother, especially when we realize babies don't come with instruction books. They're all different. Six of us and not one of us were alike. It's not easy. So here's what I want to give you this morning, young ladies, and all of all you ladies. Matter of fact, it kind of will go for all of us, but especially to you ladies. Here's my advice to you. Start praying today and pray every single day. Listen to the advice that you've been given and take that advice. Listen to that advice and evaluate, is this something that I really need to be and how is it going to look like in my life? Pray for your marriage. I don't care how old you are. Start praying. Your moms are already praying for you. I hope your moms are praying for your children and who they're going to marry. That God is readying that young man in his heart for your daughter or for that young lady who your son is going to marry. Our mothers do those things. So young ladies, I pray, ask you and challenge you to start praying for your marriage. Start praying for your children. I'm not old enough to have kids. I know you're not. But one day you're going to have them. Start praying for them. Start praying that you'll be the mother that God created you to be so that you can raise and pass on your faith to your children. Pray for the strength to be resolute, to be strong in this life. Know what you need to do. Know what you need to be. Mothers aren't perfect, but they were perfectly made because they're made in the image of God. We honor our mothers today by praising God for His wonderful and beautiful and perfect creation of the ladies in our life. For praising, we honor our mothers by praising you for the strength that you've shown, for the kindness, for the advice that you've given, for the encouragement, for the example, for of godliness that you've given to all of us. We thank you and we praise you for those things. But we stopped this morning, and I want to end with this. You know, sometimes we look at our lives and say, you know, I shouldn't be honored. I made some bad choices in my life. I'm not the example that I should be. Any of you ever feel that way? I do all the time. I don't think I am worthy to be honored. I don't think I'm worthy for someone to tell me, hey, you've done a great job. You're this or you're that. And sometimes we fall into that trap. Sometimes we believe that. Because we look around and go, man, that family, they've got their act so together. I don't know how you feel about mothers. I don't know how you feel about where you are in your life this morning. But know this, God created you in His image. God loved you more than anything in this world. There is nothing else in His creation that's like you. And He made you that way to pass on faith to His children. Your children. He's empowered you to be different than this world. Thank God that you're created in His image.
Thank God for all of the power that God has put in you. And if you feel like this morning that you haven't been the lady, the mother that you need to be, change. Do it today. So you know what? I want to accept what God, the power He's given me. Because you know what? Yesterday's over. There is nothing you can do about yesterday. Not a single thing can you do to change yesterday in your life. Guess what? God's already forgotten. He wants to give you strength for today. To make a difference in lives around you today. So you can change that. You can say, God, I'm ready. I want you to empower me to be the mother, to be the wife, to be the friend, to be who you created me to be. Same thing for you men, for all of us. Yesterday's over. Forget that. Forget yesterday. What has God created you to be today? Do you want that in your life? Do you want to give this world what God has blessed you with? That's your opportunity. If you want to follow Him, if you want to be a child of God, you can do that. If you haven't named Jesus as the Lord of your life, you can do that this morning. And that's when He starts empowering you. That's when He starts blessing you with everything in your life to strengthen you, to do what He has created you to do. If you haven't done that, man, there's no better time than right now. If there's a reason this morning that you want us, your family, to wrap our arms around you and to go to our Father together and pray for you on your behalf to help you be strengthened, we'll do that right now. We'd love to do that. We'll take an extra 5 minutes away from lunch because that doesn't matter. What does matter is that God's family is right here and we want to help whatever way we can. So we can help you in any way this morning. We can pray for you, pray with you. If we can stand here and celebrate with you by you naming Jesus as the Lord of your life, we would love to do that with you this morning. So I just ask you, contemplate, look at your life. If you need something this morning, if you need us to help you with anything this morning in a public way, we ask you to come right now while we stand here and sing with you.